Blog Talk Radio.
If you thought I was disturbed before, baby boy, I'm gonna disturb you now. If you thought I was disturbed before, baby girl, I'm gonna disturb you now. Disturb you. Give you peace from underneath. Give me mind and be light to reignite. Can you open up the doors to let me in? Can you open up the doors to let me in? You could put the hurt inside on top my head as I sing the love inside from out my mouth. Tell me what you need to find. Tell me now. Tell me what you need to find. This is a place with no shame. This is a mind with no frame. This is a life with no dark. This is a truth with no fall. This is a place with no shame. This is a mind with no frame. This is a life with no pain. This is a place with no shame. If you thought I'd be distracted, baby boy, I'm gonna distract you now. If you couldn't be reminded, baby girl, I'm gonna remind you now. Tell me what you need to find 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 now. It's been burning on my mind, no. Tell me what you need to find, no. Tell me what you need to find, no.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence. Peace to the gods, peace to the gods. How's everybody doing today? How's everybody doing? I hope your life is full of prosperity. You know, love. Everything great, everything great. Yeah, today is Historical Mondays. We're here on Historical Mondays. I know I've been absent for a few shows, but you know, we still gonna get everything back on track. It's just been busy with a lot of commerce, you know, and private life, you know, dealing with my private affairs. So, hey, I'm not gonna say it's hard to manage all of that, but you know, it's a challenge. So
we get it done. And, you know, J-Rock isn't here today, but definitely shout out to J-Rock, you know, for keeping the show up, keeping the other shows up. So really appreciate him for that, for sure, for sure. Yeah, but today is Historical Monday, and what we're going to be talking about today is Martin Luther King. Or should I say, Michael King. Yeah, we're going to go into Michael King, and we're going to go also into Martin Luther. You know, pretty much the guy who influenced them. His father, Martin Luther, or Michael King Sr., to transform their name into Martin Luther. You know? So yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's go inside the private chat. Also, I'm out here chilling with my back against the trees with a tree and just eating a mango. So if y'all hear some smacking, I'm gonna try not to smack inside y'all ears or nothing. I ain't gonna do y'all like that. But yeah, I'm just navigating through the private chat, just waiting for it to load up for me real quick. And we're gonna start off with, I know we start off with etymology most of the times, but today we're gonna start off with Wikipedia, you know. And it says Martin Luther. And that is spelled MARTINLUTHER. It says Martin Luther, and it has OSA, German. 10 November 1483 through 18 February 1546. Was a German priest, theologian, author, and hymn writer. A former Augustinian Ferrer. And Augustinian Ferrer is spelled AUGUSTINIAN space FRAIR. He is best known among Christians as the seminal figure in the Protestant Reformation, and as the namesake of Lutheranism. And let's go ahead and click Protestant Reformation, since it has a hyperlink, and it says the Reformation, alternatively named the Protestant Reformation or the European Reformation, was a major movement within Western Christianity in 16th century Europe that posed a religious and political challenge to the Catholic Church and in particular to papal, which is P-A-P-A-L, authority arising from what were perceived to be errors, abuses, and discrepancies by the Catholic Church. And let's go on to papal, right? It's P-A-P-A-L, and when you click that hyperlink, it actually says Pope. And let's see. And it says the Pope Romanized. It says in Latin, Papa, from Greek. It got there in Greek writing, so I can't really pronounce that. And it says Romanized Papas, Father, also known as Supreme Pontiff, Pontifex Maximus, or Summus Pontifex, Roman Pontiff, Romanus Pontifex, or Sovereign Pontiff, is the Bishop of Rome, or historically the Patriarch of Rome, head of the worldwide Catholic Church, and also serves as head of state or sovereign of the Vatican City State since the 8th century. From a Catholic viewpoint, the primacy of the Bishop of Rome is largely derived from his role as the apostolic successor to Saint Peter, to whom primacy was conferred by Jesus, who gave Peter the keys of heaven and the powers of binding and loosing, naming him as the rock upon which the church would be built. The current pope is Francis, who was elected on 13 March 2013. Alright, so, yeah, let's go ahead and go back a little bit. I'm going to go back to the previous page. And yeah, that was Papa, which is translated into Pope. And continue reading. It says, the Reformation, alternatively named the Protestant Reformation or the European Reformation, was a major movement within Western Christianity in 16th century Europe that posed a religious and political challenge to the Catholic Church, and in particular to papal authority, arising from what were perceived to be errors, abuses, and discrepancies by the Catholic Church. The Reformation was the start of Protestantism and the split of the Western Church into Protestantism and what is now the Roman Catholic Church. So let's go ahead and click the hyperlink Protestantism. All right, we click Protestantism. It says Protestantism is a form of Christianity that originated with the 16th century Reformation, a movement against what its followers perceived to be errors in the Catholic Church. Protestants originating in the Reformation reject the Roman Catholic doctrine of papal supremacy, but disagree among themselves regarding the number of sacrament, the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, which is spelled E-U-C-H-A-R-I-S-T, matters of ecclesiastical polity and apostolic succession. They emphasize the priesthood of all believers, justification by faith alone, sola fide, rather than by faith with good works. The teaching that salvation comes by divine grace or unmerited favor only, not as something merited sola gratia, and either affirm the Bible as being the sole highest authority, sola scriptura, scripture alone, or primary authority, prima scriptura, scripture first, for Christian doctrine, rather than being on parity with sacred tradition. The five sole of Lutheran and Reformed Christianity summarize basic theological differences in opposition to the Catholic Church. And you can always go back inside the chat. For time's sake, we're not going to go all the way deep into it. But you guys can go ahead and check that out, especially if you want to get inside the private chat. You can contact us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. Yeah. You just ask about the private chat so you can get deeper information on this. All right, let's go back to the previous reading that brought us to Protestantism. And it says, it is also considered to be one of the events that signify the end of the Middle Ages and the beginning of the early modern period in Europe. Prior to Martin Luther, there were many earlier reform movements. Although the Reformation is usually considered to have started with the publication of the 95 thesis by Martin Luther in 1517, he was not excommunicated until January 1521 by Pope Leo X, which is 10. The Edict of Worms of May 1521 condemned Luther and officially banned citizens of the Holy Roman Empire from defending or propagating his ideas. The spread of Gutenberg's printing press provided the means for the rapid dissemination of religious materials in the vernacular. Luther survived after being declared an outlaw due to the protection of Elector Frederick the Wise. The initial movement in Germany diversified, and other reformers such as Huldrych Zwingli and John Calvin arose. In general, the reformers argued that salvation and Christianity was a complete status based on faith in Jesus alone and not a process that requires good works, as in the Catholic view. Key events of the period include Diet of Worms, 1521, formation of the Lutheran Duchy of Prussia, 1525, English Reformation, 1529 onwards, the Council of Trent, 1545 through 63, the Peace of Augsburg, 1555, the excommunication of Elizabeth I, 1570, Edict of Nantes, 1598, and Peace of Westphalia, 1648. The Counter-Reformation, also called the Catholic Reformation or the Catholic Revival, was the period of Catholic reforms initiated in response to the Protestant Reformation. The end of the Reformation era is disputed. All right, so that was a little about Martin Luther, and like they said, Martin Luther was pretty much against the Roman Catholic Church and how Roman Catholic does things, especially and specifically when the Pope is pretty much like the head, you know, and the Pope has all the say so, and he's pretty much against that. That's what I'm seeing. Let's see. Thank you. Yo, I hope I can be heard because for some reason I don't hear any background music. So let me just fix the board real quick. Let's see. Let me just see if I can reload that. All right. Let's see. All right, bet we in here. Yeah, I just had to reload the board just to make sure I was on because I couldn't hear any background music. But yeah, that was Martin Luther. So we're going to go back inside the private chat. Let's go inside the... matter of fact, let's just go scroll down a little bit. We're not going to go too deep into this one. Now we're going to go back because that was Reformation. That's the page we was on. We were still on protesting Reformation, actually. So we're going to finish. We're going to go back to Martin Luther, the page Martin Luther. And let's see. All right. It says he is also known for espousing significant anti-Semitic rhetoric, with the prevailing view among historians being that his anti-Jewish rhetoric contributed significantly to the development of anti-Semitism in Germany and the Nazi Party. All right, then we're going to go down. It says Luther was ordained to the priesthood in 1507. He came to reject several teachings and practices of the Roman Catholic Church. In particular, he disputed the view on indulgences. All right, and I click indulgences just to go real quick and see what indulgences is, which is spelled I-N-D-U-L-G-E-N-C-E. And it says, in the teaching of the Catholic Church, an indulgence, Latin, indulgentia, from indulgio, permit, is a way to reduce the amount of punishment one has to undergo for sins. The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes an indulgence as a remission before God of the temporal punishment due to sins whose guilt has already been forgiven, which the faithful Christian who is duly disposed gains under certain prescribed conditions through the action of the church, which, as the minister of redemption, dispenses and applies with authority the treasury of the satisfactions of Christ and all of the saints. The recipient of an indulgence must perform an action to receive it. This is most often the saying once or many times of a specified prayer, but may also include the visiting of a particular place or the performance of specific good works. And yeah, and that was indulgence. We're going to go back to the previous page where it says, Luther proposed an academic discussion of the practice and efficacy of indulgences in his 95 Theses of 1517. His refusal to renounce all of his writings at the demand of Pope Leo X in 1520 and the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V, which is five, at the diet of worms in 1521 resulted in his excommunication by the Pope and condemnation as an outlaw by the Holy Roman Emperor. Luther taught that salvation and consequently eternal life are not earned by good deeds, but are received only as the free gift of God's grace through the believer's faith in Jesus Christ as Redeemer from sin. His theology challenged the authority and office of the Pope by teaching that the Bible is the only source of divinely revealed knowledge, and opposed sacerdotalism by considering all Baptist Christians to be a holy priesthood. All right, and sacerdotalism is spelled S-A-C-E-R-D-O-T-A-L-I-S-M. And it continues to say, those who identify with these and all of Luther's wider teachings are called Lutherans. Though Luther insisted on Christian or evangelical, German, evangelist, as the only acceptable names for individuals who profess Christ, his translation of the Bible into the German vernacular instead of Latin made it more accessible to the laity, an event that had a tremendous impact on both the church and German culture. It fostered the development of a standard version of the German language, added several principles to the art of translation, and influenced the writing of an English translation, the Tyndale Bible. And Tyndale is spelled T-Y-N-D-A-L-E. His hymns influenced the development of singing in Protestant churches. His marriage to Katharina von Bora, a former nun, set a model for the practice of clerical marriage, allowing Protestant clergy to marry. In two of his later works, Luther expressed antagonistic, and that is spelled A-N-T-A-G-O-N-I-S-T-I-C, violent views towards Jews, and called for the burnings of their synagogues and their expulsion. His rhetoric targeted Jews, Roman Catholics, Anabaptists, and non-Trinitarian Christians. And non-Trinitarian is spelled N-O-N-T-R-I-N-I-T-A-R-I-A-N. It says Luther died in 1546 with Pope Leo X's excommunication still in effect. Yeah, and that was that was basically Martin Luther, you know. It's a little gist on Martin Luther. We're coming up to the 30 minute mark, half an hour. So we're going to go on a little short break and get back to it. All right. And peace to the gods. Da, 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 da. Correction. Major four blessings in your life.
long I've been waiting to be with you all alone. I've been anticipating. The first time we kissed was breathtaking. And girl, we got a bright future in the making.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice, and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. We are back. Peace to the gods. And for those who just stepped in, who are now tuning in, today is Historical Mondays, and we are actually going over Martin Luther and Michael King, also known as Martin Luther King. So, Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't even actually know that Martin Luther King name was formerly known as Michael King. You know, and his father actually changed it over, who was Michael King Sr., now known as Martin Luther King Sr. But anyway, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get back into the chat, the private chat, just for some time, see? You know? So let's see. We're going to go ahead and get inside the private chat real quick. Just wait till it load up. All right. We're going to click on second link that says Martin Luther King Jr. was born Michael King Jr. So why did he change his name? Now we're going to read the article. This article is by Dan Clardon. And you can also do your extensive research, you know, your due diligence. And it says, if you ever found out that Martin Luther King Jr. was born Michael King Jr., you might be wondering why MLK changed his name. Perhaps you may have seen his birth certificate, which shows the name Michael crossed out and the words Martin Luther Jr. written in. In a revision dated 5 years after his birth. Turns out it was the late civil rights movement icon's father, Martin Luther King Sr., who changed his name and who changed his own. As we celebrate another Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, January 17th, here's the backstory. Martin Luther King Sr. was likely inspired by Martin Luther's story during a trip to Germany. Yeah, and they got a photo here with Martin Luther King Sr. and wife Alberta Williams King with Martin Luther King's wife Coretta Scott King and Martin Jr.'s sister, Christine Farris, in 1964. Martin Sr., who was originally known as Rev. Michael King or M.L. King, during his days as a senior pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, traveled throughout Europe and the Middle East on a church-sanctioned trip in 1934, ending up in Germany, where he was slated to attend a Baptist World Alliance meeting, according to the Washington Post. All right. According to Dr. Claiborne Carson, founder director Martin, well, let me go back here. According to Dr. Claiborne Carson, founding director of the Martin Luther King Jr. Research and Education Institution at Stanford University, Martin Sr. was inspired by his time in Germany and by the life of German theologian Martin Luther. As the story goes, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of a castle in Wittenberg in 1517, sparking the Protestant Reformation that split Protestantism off from the Catholic Church. It was a big deal for Martin Sr. to go there. to the birthplace of Protestantism, Carson, editor of Martin Jr.'s posthumous autobiography, told the Post that probably implanted the idea of changing his name to Martin Luther King. That said, as Carson admitted, that origin story for the King's name is in gospel. Daddy King himself said he changed the name because he had an uncle named Martin and an uncle named Luther. And he was following his father's wishes to change the name. The Stanford professor explained, but it seems likely he was affected by the trip to Berlin because that would have brought him in the land of Martin Luther. I think the obvious reason is Martin Luther sounded more distinguished than Mike King. Martin Jr. talked about Martin Luther in his famous I've Been to the Mountaintop speech. All right. And it says, in his final sermon delivered in Memphis, Tennessee on April 3rd, 1968, the eve of his assassination, Martin Jr. referenced his namesake as he talked about the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now. In that speech, which is famous for his I've Been to the Mountaintop quote, the famed Baptist minister said he would visit ancient Egypt and watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons and ancient Greece to watch famous philosophers as they discuss the great and eternal issues of reality. Then he mentioned the German priest. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat, and I would watch Martin Luther as he tacks his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg. He said in the book Pardon the Waters, America in the King Years, 1954-63, via the Post, historian Taylor Branch wrote that Martin Jr. initially shrank from the name, commenting publicly only once after the Montgomery bus boycott that perhaps he earned his name. Reverend King supplied the wish and the preparation, but it remained for strangers in the world at large to impose Martin Luther King's name upon him. Yeah, even though his dad said his father, Martin Luther King Sr. or Michael King Sr., said that, you know, he did have an uncle that named Martin, and the other one named Luther, if I'm not mistaken. He did have two uncles that actually named that. It wasn't until he went to Germany, the place that, and the home of Martin Luther, that he decided to change that name. So even though he could connect it to his family, he was still influenced by Martin Luther. All right, we got one last link inside here. We can go over this real quick. And this one is Martin Luther King Sr. Martin Luther King, born Michael King, December 19, 1899. November 11th, hopefully the wind isn't making any sounds, but let me move to the side a bit. All right. Martin Luther King, born Michael King, December 19, 1899 through November 11th, 1984, was an African American Baptist pastor, missionary, and an early figure in the civil rights movement. He was the father and namesake of the civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Right, and it has in his biography. So you're gonna read his biography real quick. Says Martin Luther King was born Michael King in Stockbridge, Georgia, the son of Delia Nay Lindsay, 1875 through 1924, and James Albert King, 1864 through 1933. Martin Luther King was a member of the Baptist Church and decided to become a preacher after being inspired by ministers who were prepared to stand up for racial equality. He was boarding with Reverend A.D. Williams, then pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church. After King started courting Williams' daughter, Alberta, her family encouraged him to finish his education and to become a preacher. King completed his high school education at Bryan Preparatory School and began to preach in several black churches in Atlanta. In 1926, King started his ministerial degree at the Morehouse School of Religion. On Thanksgiving Day in 1926, after 8 years of courtship, he married Alberta in the Ebenezer Church. The couple had 3 children in 4 years, a daughter, Willie Kristen King, born 1927, Martin Luther King Jr., born Michael King Jr., 1929, 1968, and a second son, Alfred Daniel Williams King, 1930 through 1969. King became leader of the Ebenezer Baptist Church in March 1931 after the death of Williams. With the country in the midst of the Great Depression, church finances were struggling, but King organized membership and fundraising drives that restored these to health. By 1934, King had become a widely respected leader of the local church. That year, he also changed his name and that of his eldest son from Michael King to Martin Luther King after a period of gradual transition on his own part. He was inspired during a trip to Germany for that year's meeting of the Baptist World Alliance, aka BWA, while visiting sites associated with Reformation leader Martin Luther. Attendees also witnessed the rise of Nazism. While the Baptist World Alliance Conference issued a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, the senior King gained deepened appreciation for the power of Luther's protests. King was the pastor of the Ebenezer Baptist Church for 4 decades, wielding great influence in the black community and earning some degree of respect from the white community. He also broadcast on WAEC, a religious radio station in Atlanta. He He became a local leader of the civil rights movement, serving on the executive committee of the NAACP, which is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, chapter in Atlanta, and the Civic and Political League as an officer. He encouraged his son to become active in the movement. In his 1950 essay, An Autobiography of Religious Development, King Jr. wrote that his father was a major influence on his entering the ministry. He said, "I guess the influence of my father also had a great deal to do with my going in the ministry. This is not to say that he ever spoke to me in terms of being a minister, but that my admiration for him was the great moving factor. He set forth a noble example that I didn't mind following." King Jr. often recounted that his father frequently sent him to work in the fields. He said that in this way, he would gain a healthier respect for his forefathers. In his autobiography, King Jr. remembered his father leaving a shoe shop because he and his son were asked to change seats. He said, "This was the first time I had seen Dad so furious. That experience revealed to me at a very early age that my father had not adjusted to the system, and he played a great part in shaping my conscience. I still remember walking down the street beside him as he muttered, 'I don't care how long I have to live with the system, I will never accept it.'" Another story related by King Jr. was that once the car his father was driving was stopped by a police officer, and the officer addressed the senior King as "boy." King pointed to his son, saying, "This is a boy. I'm a man. Until you call me one, I will not listen to you." King Jr. became an associate pastor at Ebenezer in 1948, and his father wrote a letter of recommendation for him to attend the Prosser Theological Seminary in Chester, Pennsylvania. King Sr. also made arrangements for King Jr. to work with J. Pius Barber, a family friend who pastored at Calvary Baptist Church in Chester. Despite theological differences, father and son would later serve together as joint pastors at the church. King was a major figure in the civil rights movement in Georgia, where he rose to become the head of the NAACP in Atlanta and the Civic and Political League. He led the fight for equal teachers' salaries in Atlanta. He also played an instrumental role in ending Jim Crow laws in the state. King had refused to ride on Atlanta's bus system since the 1920s after a vicious attack on black passengers, with no action against those responsible. King stressed the need for an educated, politically active black ministry. In October 1960, when King Jr. was arrested at a peaceful sit-in in Atlanta, Robert F. Kennedy, brother and aide to the Democratic presidential nominee John F. Kennedy, telephoned the judge and helped secure his release. Although King Sr. had previously opposed John Kennedy because he was a Catholic, he expressed his appreciation for these calls and switched his support to Kennedy. Until this time, King Sr. had been a lifelong registered Republican and had endorsed Republican Richard Nixon before switching to endorse Kennedy. King Jr. soon became a popular civil rights activist, taking inspiration from Mahatma Gandhi of India. He led nonviolent protests in order to win greater rights for African Americans. King Jr. was shot and killed in 1968. King Sr.'s youngest son, Alfred Daniel Williams King, died of an accidental drowning on July 21st, 1969, 9 days before his 39th birthday. In 1969, King was one of several members of the Morehouse College Board of Trustees held hostage on the campus, demanding reform in the school curriculum and governance. All right. One of the students was Samuel L. Jackson, who was suspended for his actions. And that's Samuel Jackson, who we know be on movies. That's crazy. That's intriguing. Jackson subsequently became an actor and Academy Award nominee. King played a notable role in the nomination of Jimmy Carter as the Democratic candidate for president in the 1976 election. After Carter's success in the Iowa caucus, the New Hampshire primary, and the Florida primary, some liberal Democrats were worried about his success and began an ABC, Anyone But Carter, movement to try to head off his nomination. King pointed to Carter's leadership in ending the era of segregation in Georgia and helping to repeal laws restricting voting, which especially disenfranchised African Americans. With King's support, Carter continued to build a coalition of black and white voters and win the nomination. King delivered the invocation at the 1976 and 1980 Democratic National Convention. And this is the last one I'm gonna read, and that's it. Murder of wife. King Sr.'s wife and King Jr.'s mother, Alberta, was murdered by Marcus Wayne Shunnell on Sunday, June 30th, 1974, at the Ebenezer Baptist Church during Sunday services. Chernote was a 23-year-old black man from Iowa who stood up and yelled, "You are serving a false god," and fired his gun while Alberta was playing the Lord's Prayer on the church organ. Upon capture, the assassin disclosed that his intended target was Martin Luther King Sr., who was elsewhere that Sunday. After failing to see King Sr., he instead targeted Alberta King and Rev. Edward Boykin. Chenault stated that he was given to murder after concluding that black ministers were a menace to black people and that all Christians are his enemies. And hey, that was deep, you know. It's a good show. I really loved the show today. I know J-Rock is inside the call lines, but he's pretty busy right now. I know it's a lot of noise going in the background. We ready to talk. But I hope everybody, you know, enjoyed the show. I enjoyed the show. I'll definitely listen to the show about 3 times like I normally do in my free time. Hey, I find it funny. I mean, not funny, but intriguing. I can't say funny. It's really intriguing. It's nothing funny in here, because I can see where the other guy is coming from, but that's his own perspective. The 23-year-old who aimed and shot Alberto, which is Martin Luther King Jr.'s mother. I can see, but that's not a way to deal with certain things. You know, you don't just shoot people and just say, you know, you're dealing with false gods. But I'll definitely look more into Martin Luther, because I get he was against the Roman Catholic, you know, and stuff like that. And he don't think like your good works is necessarily what can make you basically accepted by God or something like that. It's along that line. I have to go more deep into it. I don't want to misconstrue it. But I know it was along the lines of that. But anyway, I love the show. I'll definitely listen to it. Hope y'all have a lovely day. Enjoy your day. Go outside. Get some fresh air. And we will see you guys on Health Tuesday tomorrow, hopefully. And guess what? Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man.
People might say, black woman, you're my everything. I need you, girl, every night and day to give you my love, that's the very thing. So let us stay together, we can make things better, look at the joy we bring. And life is what we prefer, goodness is what I refer, so turn on the wings of wings. Take you by your hand, both of us will walk the third. Love come first, don't you know what life really worth? I need you like never before. African woman, you're the one I adore. I need you like never before. Royal black woman, she clean and pure. I need you like never before. Absence made the heart go fonder. Woman, you increase my children in numbers. I need you like never before. Royal woman, you're the one I adore. I need you like never before. To keep and care you, I'm so sure. I need you like never before. Whoa, yeah. Uh-huh. You're the one with whom I share my feelings. I pick the flowers as they bloom, I meet in a room with words of greeting. Oh, love and honesty, baby girl, there's no cheating. I give you perfect love and security, burn the hate and grudge, that's for surety. You need my loving, baby girl, here it is. Things we do bring me memories, woman, I need you like never before. African woman, you're the one I adore. I need you. Treat you right and that is so honorable. It's a lion that is unconquerable.